This is Radio Boston. I'm Carrie Goldberg.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
Therapy dogs have been in the news a lot lately. After the Newtown school shooting, after the Boston Marathon bombings, and now in the wake of the devastating Oklahoma tornadoes, therapy dogs may find another population to comfort. Author Sue Halpern has just written a book about the therapy dog in her life, a labradoodle named Pransky. It's called A Dog Walks Into a Nursing Home, Lessons in the Good Life from an Unlikely Teacher. Sue Halpern is the author of five other books and has written for many publications ranging from Rolling Stone to the New York Review of Books. She's also a scholar in residence at Middlebury College, where she joins us now. Welcome to Radio Boston, Sue.
Thank you.
So, Sue, I followed your work for years, and I know that when I see your byline, it's going to be something smart and erudite and yet also totally engaging. But so I have to say that when I saw you'd written a book with a dog in the title, my reaction was, you too, Sue? How do you respond to that? Why a dog book?
Well, you know, this isn't a, like, I have the best dog on the planet book, although, of course, I do. But it was more, you know, I started doing this work with my dog in a nursing home, and I just found that we were learning so much. So the dog is sort of the conduit to lots of different ideas and feelings and thoughts and experiences. She's here with me right now and curled up by my feet. She's meditating.
So let's talk about what you learned. The title of your book, A Dog Walks Into a Nursing Home, is, of course, reminiscent of the beginning of a joke, like a man walks into a bar, that needs a punchline. What do you feel is the punchline?
The punchline to that is a dog walks into a nursing home and all sorts of crazy things happen. They happen because the dog is a dog and can get into trouble, even though she's very well trained. They happen because you're in the presence of people who have had long lives, and they have all sorts of, you know, interesting stories to tell you about those lives and about history. All sorts of things happen when the dog walks in and you are behind it holding onto the leash.
Mm-hmm. And it seems like the dog teaches you how to be with people. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. That's the sort of most interesting thing for me. The dog taught me how to be a better person.
How?
And because dogs are creatures of instinct, and they understand what has to happen. And people are rational creatures. We think about things. We have, you know, all sorts of reactions to things. But I think that in particularly in the case of a nursing home, you know, we come in with so many preconceived ideas. And, you know, the dog has none of those. The dog just marches right in and does what dogs do. And people have asked me, you know, like, you know, what did you do there? And I, you know, I was always thinking, like, what do we do there? And then I realized it wasn't about doing. It was about being. And so that's another thing the dog taught me. It's okay just to be. And sometimes showing up is what you need to do.
Mm-hmm. And not to over-dramatize, but you're kind of walking into the valley of the shadow of death. I mean, really, the most prevalent thing about nursing homes in our minds is that it's the last station, right, before people die. So how did you and Pransky deal with death and dying?
Well, people don't die that often. So that was sort of the first thing. You know, people tend to hang on. And even though in the course of the 3.5 years that we've worked there, a lot of the people that we originally started seeing have died, it's often a kind of very incremental and slow decline. But, you know, we've also been there and called in when people are actively dying, and that is a whole different situation.
So tell us about that and about getting into the bed and so on.
So the very first time it happened was with a woman who just loved my dog and who would greet us every single week at the entrance. She would be waiting for us with a treat. And then one day she wasn't there anymore, and it turned out she had gone to the hospital, and she was a very robust woman. And so I just thought, you know, whatever, she's coming right back. And, you know, another week went by, and she didn't come back. And then the third week, we walked in, and we got a message that her family wanted us in the room. So we went, and she had come back from the hospital. She'd had a massive stroke, and she was lying in the bed, and she was literally, like, writhing, just completely in motion the whole time.
With seizures.
Yeah, I assume so. And the dog, you know, kind of got into a chair and was right next to the bed and put her paws up. And I asked the family if they wanted the dog in the bed, and they said they did. So the dog climbed into the bed, and she lay down next to this woman, and the woman was crashing into the dog over and over and over again, and the dog did not move. And at one point, the family member, I think the daughter, took her mother's arm and put it around the dog and said, "Mom, the dog is here." And for one, like, brief second, but very visible to all of us, she opened her eyes and she stopped moving.
Wow.
It was stunning.
Wow. It sounds like she's an incredible learner.
She's been the most responsive animal that I've ever known. And the dog who looks you in the eye. And that's a kind of stunning feeling, like when an animal, in this case when my dog, looks me directly in the eye and is sort of asking for something. You know, what do we need to do here? There's always that question.
So there's this wonderful SAT word, uxorious, you know, which means like overly fond of one's wife. And I came away from the book just with the concern that maybe there should be some equivalent of this for loving a dog overly. And yet, you know, our dogs are probably going to die before we do. So do you share that concern at all? And do you ever think about your life post-Pransky?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Pransky is now 10, soon to be 11. She's a very spry dog. So, you know, there's that going for her. But I also think this is a dog who's had a great life.
So, but what about you? How will you cope when you lose her?
I don't know. I mean, how do you cope when you lose anybody? I mean, you just have to, right? And well, maybe a puppy will come over.
Yes, that would help. I have to say, I'm not normally a dog person, but your book totally converted me to loving Pransky.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny you'd say that because I have friends who are definitely not dog people. They are cat people. And with the Pransky exception.
Yes, yes, that's me too now. Great. Sue, thank you so much for coming on to Radio Boston.
Thank you, Carrie. This was great.
Sue Halpern is the author of A Dog Walks Into a Nursing Home, Lessons in the Good Life from an Unlikely Teacher. She joins us from Middlebury College in Vermont, where she's a scholar in residence. And there's an excerpt from the book at our website, radioboston.org.